Good morning to my listeners here in the United States and around the world. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio Podcast Show. Today's date is Friday, March 15th, 2024. Let's get started. So, a new bill is designed to increase streaming payouts for artists was introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday, March the 6th. Titled the Living Wage for Musicians Act, the legislation proposes the establishment of a new royalty fund that would pay artists directly, bypassing labels altogether. It also states here, new congressional bill aims to increase artist streaming royalties, which was introduced by Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat from Michigan. And what this is supposed to do is to basically reinvent the 1973 Copyright Recording Act, something like that. The House Judiciary Committee passed the American Music, the Living Wage for Musician Act. Okay, so this right here is very instrumental for people like myself and millions of us that are the creators, that are artists, that are podcasters, media people, but mainly for people in the music industry. I've been doing music for 25 years, learning how to write, produce, and record better songs. There's better techniques of making the songs, recording them, far as performing. You know, I started doing shows in the late 2000s. You know, so I've been learning about this industry for a long time. And for us as the artist that spends, you know, hundreds if not thousands of dollars to record and produce albums, you know, because look at all the stuff we have to pay for. Studio times. We have to buy the beats. We have to get them published, you know, and copywritten. We have to get logos for our music companies, our artist name, our CD graphics, you know what I'm saying, our artwork, our posters, our travel to the shows, our clothes, our living expenses like hotel, our food expenses, transportation, all of these cost. Paying for your Wi-Fi, your computers, your laptops, your cell phone. You got to pay on your cell phone in order to keep your cell phone on, to connect with these people, with DJs and promoters. Look at all the work and the time and the money that we put into our craft. And for one song under the current criteria right now, for one song, you only get not even a full penny. But in order to get a dollar from that song has to be streamed 1,500 times on Spotify or on YouTube. So they want to bump it up, meaning the new House bill wants to bump the pay up to 1 cent. No, we need a dollar. Because you go to the studio and spend $200 to record one song and then to turn around and sell it on iTunes or Apple Music for $1 or technically 99 cents. And then when you sell it, whatever distributor, whether it's Empire, Amuse, DistroKid, United Masters, whoever, they make a percentage off of it. You still keep your master's recordings, which is good, because in the music industry, according to the mainstream artists, the master's is the most valuable thing out of everything. Your master's and your publishing. Those are the two most powerful things that you can have as an artist. But a lot of people who are signed with these major labels, the labels control their masters. It says right here, as I'm scrolling down, okay, let's see. I'm looking for something. Trying to see something here. I just had it. Let's see. But anyway, we need to get paid. Oh, it's all about the master recordings. But staying independent is the key. A lot of artists, mainstream artists, are fighting over their masters. Who owns the master recording of a song? Traditionally, under a contract between a record label and artist, the record label retains the rights in such master recordings in perpetuity, or until the expiry of the copyright of these songs. So, there's a lot of power in being independent. But we need a full dollar on our songs. We need a full dollar. We need to be making just as much as the mainstream major artists are. And we need to be treated with the same respect as the major artist. We need to be promoted just like them. Because that's how these artists are getting out. Because they're with big labels. But a lot of these labels are laying people off now. Labels are going out of business. So the fate of the music industry is in jeopardy. They're closing off a lot of outlets. I'm seeing a lot of shows being canceled, like South by Southwest. We need a dollar per stream. $0.30 is considered a stream. I'm still researching. But we need a full dollar. New House Bill wants artists to get paid for more streaming music. We need a dollar. We work hard at our craft for our craft. And we need to be compensated the right way for it. There have been many artists that have warned us about how shady the music industry is. Prince and Michael Jackson. They warned us about how corrupt the industry is. But you can beat them. You can beat them. I'm just looking up something here. But I am glad that they are bringing up a bill. We need a dollar per stream. We need a dollar per stream. To my fellow artists out there, it is very important that you keep up with the way that the music industry is going. Because they're not going to tell you what's going on. You gotta look for yourself. You gotta find out for yourself the changes in the music industry. It's one thing that we're going the digital age for streaming versus the physical copies. But I find myself still selling the physical copies. You can sell them. Their stuff. A lot of people can go to the pawn shops and get a DVD player, CD player. PS2 plays them. Xbox plays CDs. So, CDs are very relevant still. Because the artist wants to have something in their hand. But an artist like myself, Cobra Immortal, I was selling them in USBs and CDs. And when my new album comes out, I think I'm going to get half CDs, half USBs. Because having that physical copy is what matters. But to all of my US representatives in DC, we need a dollar. We need a dollar. Because us, including myself, we work hard for our art. There's millions of us that wants to make a living off of doing our music. We should be able to. But the way that the industry is biased and the trajectory of where we're at in this, as far as the business, we're losing money. We're losing money. Any artist out there should be able to make a living off of their music. No matter who you are, what style of music you do, as long as you follow the right procedures, as far as your publishing and getting your music tagged and tracked where it's played and downloaded, you should be fine. But they need to change these laws to where we can make more money and invest in the business. I'm your host, CI for CI Radio Podcast Show. You can find out information regardless of this show and my previous shows anywhere where you get your podcast. Just type in the CI Radio Podcast Show. It will take you to Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, and wherever you get your podcast. To my listeners here in the United States and around the world on this Friday, thank you for joining me. I just felt compelled to inform fellow recording artists about new bills that they are proposing to raise the rates as far as bypassing the labels altogether, and we get that money. Maybe if there's laws that does that, we could probably get more maximum of our money. But we'll wait and see. Again, I am your host, CI for CI Radio Podcast Show. Have a great day. Let's be kind to one another. And let's spread knowledge and love around the world.